Hi, it's Max McCorgan here in Audio Boo. This is the first chance I've had to really chip in to the debacle of the new Audio Boo app. Let's just get the title out of the road first. I remember stating publicly way back, and even to Audio Boo, that Audio Boom sounded rubbish. It didn't have that quality of sound, of intention, when you said it. It just sounded, to me, it sounded cheap. So, I'm still tweeting other people's audio, and I'm stating that I'm listening to them on at Audio Boo. And it's still Audio Boo for me. After all, it's only a name. I mean, I don't know why, and I can understand to a certain extent, but I don't know why people are getting so uptight about name being Audio Boo. All you've got to do is just ignore it. It'll be Audio Boo. Doesn't matter. It's Audio Boo. That's what we like. That's what probably everybody on Audio Boo that we've never even heard of, people we've never heard of, never followed. I've been used to that word Audio Boo, and they are probably going to be the same as us and just stick to it. So I'm sticking to Audio Boo forevermore, or as long as we're still booing, as it were, and I refuse to boom to anybody. So that's the name out the road. I know a lot of people have been quite angry and frustrated with the app. And first off, or right off, I'll say that the app for me, as has been since way back, has really only been there on the very rare occasion that I use the app. As many of you will know, I record virtually everything on my Zoom H2N digital recorder. I then get the audio from there by various means, either into my Mac through Audacity and up to the website from there, or possibly in through my iPhone 4S or my iPad, and send it up via Boomail, usually just through Bostrock Studio. And that's a handy way of sending it up, by the way, is Bostrock Studio and then Boomail. Well, of course, you can send to SoundCloud. So, basically, getting back, I don't really use the app all that much. So, and because of that, I haven't been using the new app. So, I can't honestly say or run over all the tribulations or trials. Trials, yeah, not tribulations. It's the opposite, trials. Of the new app. I really can't comment on it. I have looked at it on my iPad. To me, it looks pretty snazzy. The scrolling part of it, where you scroll sideways, and as soon as you do that, swipe sideways, the next audio in your followed booze will start to play automatically. I think that's actually quite a neat thing. Although, you know, people have mentioned that it's not straightforward as that, and Paul Hopkins at VI Podcasting has already stated that it'd be handy if you could do certain things with that rather than it just being straightforward, and I agree with him on that. So, but I'm guessing, and I'm only guessing here, I may be totally wrong, that the people who would be, you know, most, not upset, it's not the word I'm looking for, most tested with the new app would be the VI blind community. Because, and again, I'm only surmising here, and I could be totally wrong, that it's easier for them to just use the app, you know, when you open the app on your device, it's fairly straightforward, or was fairly straightforward, to just hit record, and then when you're finished, to publish. And that was great. And I guess it's the same. I may be totally wrong, and if I'm wrong, I apologise. I know that Paul and Claire Randall and Paul have been doing audio for quite a while, so they possibly don't do that, you know, as simple as that. But there's many others out there who just use the app straight. They prefer it that way. So really, I can understand that they are unhappy with, if you like, the simplicity of it, of the previous app. But I remember way back as a community, which is very strange again, being up in arms at Mark Rock for something he did that upset the whole community. I can't remember what it was now, but I remember we all had some severe words towards Mark, and Mark kind of told us all to F off. And I remember that plainly, when people were really irked and worked up about the whole thing. And I can't remember what that was. Others will remember. So the new app is bound to cause issues and troubles. But as I said, I don't use it, so I'm probably going to be one of the last people to fully appreciate the issues with it. Having said that, and what I've heard so far, and I think I've listened to everybody and that I follow, everybody's audio on this so far, that in general most people are not happy with it. But as Paul Hopkins said, look, give it time. It's a new version, as it were. Okay, a lot of things are not working, especially the messaging I hear, which to me would be a real bummer. But I think we've all got to try and settle down and get used to it. It's like anything else. It's, you know, getting used to the controls, as it were, and be constructive to audio. Assuming they'll listen, of course. But be constructive and say, look, you've messed this up. What about doing this? What about doing that? And maybe if they get enough feedback, they'll listen to us. Simon, SM2N, and Yana, JN2N, and along the lines of, there's a little love, apparently, with the ordinary communities. Things are going kind of corporate, I guess. But I can't remember who said this, but I kind of agree with them in saying that I believe they still need the the ordinary people, the communities of people that exist. The people that's listening to my audio are my community of friends on Audioboo. But there must be, who knows, thousands of communities out there all over the world for Audioboo. Like many solar systems, you know. We're here. A little bit away is another solar system of people, smaller or larger, etc., etc., and so on and so on, and maybe never the twain shall meet. But the communities are there. It's not just us. It's not just me and the people who have befriended and follow me, or the people that I follow and befriended. It's not just us. It's got to be a whole load of other communities out there. And I believe that Audioboo appreciates that and will probably cater to that, even though it seems to us that they're going the opposite way, that they're not interested in us anymore, and all they're interested in is big business and corporate. In my own mind, I don't believe that, but that'll be proved one way or another, I guess, in the near future. My attitude just now is I'll just keep working away the way I'm doing. Because I'm happy to do it that way. And there's various reasons for doing it that way. And my way of doing things is not necessarily suitable for other people. So the best thing I can say is, the reasons I do it my way is that I always want to record good quality stereo, and that's because I heard such wonderful stuff when I first joined Audioboo, and I wanted to replicate that as best I could. So I invested in the equipment to do that. But there are advantages to that as well, in that since I don't send up, or can't send up, if you like, well, I can via Boomail and BossJob, okay. But in general, I can't send up from a device, so I get back to my main station, my desktop, or I could be getting back to an iPad or a laptop, and then my audio is processed and sent up from there. So I don't have the problem of audio trying to get up via whatever kind of signal they've got. I'm waiting for ages because, trust me, when I've tried it now and again, in fact, only just recently at one of the car boots, it took horrendous amount of time to send up a 10-15 minute audio. It was crazy stuff. So I don't want to go through that. So, unless I'm at home where Wi-Fi is really rapid and the 3G at the end of the drive is brilliant, I prefer to bring it home or, as I said, put it into my iPad and send it up via Boomail, which is even quicker than send it up through the app. So I have that facility. Not just that, nor is it just good quality stereo, and that could be used by binaurals as well, which is even better 3D stereo, if you like a 3D sound. But I have it captured on an SD card. Not only that, but when it goes into my Mac, it's saved in folders on my Mac, and I can and have burned those folders to CD. And I could put them to flash drives, which is probably the next step for me, picking up flash drives cheap enough and doing it that way. Because CDs do degrade, but who knows? Well, maybe I won't live that long. So there's a whole load of positives for me not to use the app, if you know what I'm saying. I don't need instantaneous upload, and I don't need instantaneous response. And I guess if people think they would love to get their audio up as quick as possible for people to listen to their audio there and then. In other words, I just record this audio, it's 12 noon on Saturday the 24th or whatever, and I want to get it up there for people to listen to. Well, that's assuming that the people that are following you actually are listening to that particular audio at that time. Most likely not. Most likely they won't hear it until later on the day, or possibly the next day, or possibly a week down the line. So in my mind, there's no desperation to upload through the app, because the app is spurious, to say the least. So again, there's a lot of advantages of me doing my audio this way. But again, going back to the fact that it may not suit, and probably doesn't suit, a lot of people who depended on the original app. So I've heard people saying that they think of leaving Audioboo and drifting away. My answer to that, or actually it's a plea, is don't, please don't. The people that have said this are dear friends, and I don't want to lose you. I don't want to have to follow you to SoundCloud or some other place that has not got the community that Audioboo has. And if we're all honest, we'll say that the matter, with all the foibles, with all the controversy, with all the issues, that we are the community, not Audioboo. Audioboo helped create the community, but we are our community. And I don't want that to disband. I don't want it to start to fragment. I really don't, and I just hope and pray that everyone who's maybe said it through being angered about what's happened with the app, that give it time, please, please, please. Stick with it, see it out. Who knows where it'll go? You know, it may end up that you will get fed up and leave, but at this present time, I'm really pleading with people to sit tight. Selfish reasons. I'll just be honest with you, totally selfish reasons, because I love you, I love hearing your voices, I love hearing your audio, and it would be a damn shame for this community to disband over some issues with an app. I know it's not as simple and straightforward as that, but in my mind it is. Why should a community disband because something's annoying it? You know what I mean? Community should be stronger than that, and I believe it is stronger than that. And I hope I'm right. I don't want to lose anybody, ever. Who else is going to listen to me? Who else is going to listen to my moans and groans and grumps and Victor Meldrew days and... Don't leave me for no other selfish bloody reason. I'm pleading with you to stay. Stay on. Stick with us. Stick with the community. We're stronger than an app. We are. Okay, that's 16 minutes. My God, no wonder people are wanting to leave Audioboo. Do you notice what I said there? Yeah. Cheer to buy the new.